T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Greatest of all time.
Between us, I don't know that we're going to be able to do this, Ron, because this is all about gaming, and it's about something called Twitch, which is a video platform for gamers. Are you on that, by the way, Ron? Do you play a lot of Fortnite?
I don't even know what it is.
Neither do I.
I don't know what Fortnite is. Is that like a game?
Yeah, I didn't know what this was until 5 minutes ago, and I didn't see this story. But the headlines and the way people seem to be making this sound like Juju's done something wrong here. I don't think he has, but I'll read you the story, okay?
Yeah, say what it is.
I don't know if it's going to make sense to you or I, but here we go. Juju Smith-Schuster casually says he made $100,000 to simply watch the Cowboys-Bears Thursday night game on Twitch, which, again, is a video platform for gamers. So basically, he went on this platform and hung out in electronic video social media land with a bunch of viewers watching a game and got $100,000, which I don't see anything wrong with. But here's the story. So this is from the brobible.com, and I know you go on that site a lot, Ron. In fact, here's your picture. They run your columns?
Oh, my. Go ahead.
Juju Smith-Schuster loves him some video games and is pretty well known in the Twitch community. He even joined Ninja and Drake on a Fortnite stream that basically broke the platform thanks to so many viewers tuning in. So since week 4, the NFL has teamed up with Amazon and Twitch to live stream Thursday night football games, right? Where you have a bunch of well-known personalities. They essentially hang out with viewers and watch the game with them. In week 14, Juju joined up, and I think you did a column on this guy as well, Tim the Tat Man, he joined up with.
Oh, I know Tim very well. I call him Tatty.
He joined up with Tim the Tat Man and watched the Bears-Cowboys. So the Bro Bible says fast forward a few days. When Juju was back on Twitch streaming, he let the world know just how much money he made for teaming up with the NFL and Tim the Tat Man. He secured a bag of $100,000. He made $100,000, Ron, for watching a football game. So, Thump. Now, is that the same as Tim the Tat Man? Who is Thump? Where does he come in this story? Are we supposed to know him like we know Cher or Ben? Just Thump? Okay, Thump, the streamer he was online with when he talked about earning the money. He got curious, like with Juju, what endorsement deals do you have out there? And Juju drops the info about him earning $100,000, to which Thump says, I don't know if you're supposed to say that, but it's all good. Okay, I'm not seeing any problem here, are you?
I am not seeing any problem whatsoever. First of all, Amazon and NFL have teamed up on this together, right? He's getting paid for his appearance. To be a part of this.
Do they take taxes out of that, Ron?
Well, I'm sure he has to report it. But
I mean,
unless he misses practice, misses something, you know, team-wise, he's free on a Thursday night. These guys have lives outside of football. This doesn't bother me at all unless, I mean, based on what I've heard. And, you know, I got to talk to Tim the Tat Man maybe to get a little further clarification.
Do you have his number, Ron?
I got it on speed dial over here. But, I mean, he's paid for his appearance. A lot of these guys do appearances where they're paid. Now, that's a pretty sizable paycheck for one night of watching a football game.
That's an eighth of his salary this year, $100,000.
I have no problem with that.
Neither do I. In fact, I credit him for it.
I mean, I need to know more, you know, if this is some sort of dirty organization or dirty deal. Unless somebody tells me it's against NFL rules, I can't imagine it being a problem.
The only thing that stands out is the other guy, Thump. saying, I don't know if you're supposed to say that. Why?
Well, you know, Thump is always on the cautious side.
He always has been.
Thump's a little bit cautious.
Why would Thump be cautious here, though, Ron? Why is he saying, I don't know if you're supposed to say that? Maybe because...
Maybe they're not paying other people as
exactly.
much.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
Hey, if they're paying Juju $100, what are they going to pay me?
What if Tim the Tat Man finds out he only made 50 grand?
He already got 50, yeah. Right. Tim, Tatty's not going to be happy.
Tatty's going to be up in arms, I think, over this, Ron.
And this could cause a
major rift between
Thump. Have you noticed Juju, though, he's become one of those guys that, and I think maybe this is the Antonio factor, too. He's under more scrutiny than he probably would be necessarily. People are always wanting to find, what's he doing? Is he doing something wrong? Is he lacking at work? I don't believe that he is necessarily, but they're watching. And to me, this strikes me as if he made some money, good for him. He's in demand enough to make some money, good for him.
I haven't seen – there was also that weird story about the odometer that some people said revealed that he was going 104
miles.
And then whatever became of that, I don't know. Was it true?
I don't know.
Did he ever come out and deny it? I don't know. He's attached to the types of stories that give me pause and then I move on. Whether it's showing up at the prom with the guy from last year. Remember he showed up at that high school prom, Ron?
Right.
Which I thought was actually cool. And then there was the odometer story. There was the dancing. Was it at Penn State or IUP?
I think it was at maybe both.
When he was listed with having an ankle injury. That would have been bothersome.
That
was
a little more bothersome than this. Yeah.
Overall, when I look at Juju, I think you're right. He's under more. Do you think the scrutiny he's under is deserved? Does he bring it on himself?
To a degree, because he's very much a social media animal. But I also think the Antonio factor, people were worried, is he going to become the next Antonio? And they're watching every move that he makes.
He clearly
bring on some of it himself because he puts himself out there.
He sure does. But is that a bad thing necessarily? Like this.
Not when you're getting paid $100,000.
No. Your impressions of Juju. And I think, of course, when you're out and you're injured, you know, fairly or unfairly, when you're not producing, I think that lends to further scrutiny. And I think people start to turn a little bit. I do. I think people, when they see you out on the town or out dancing, whatever, on a college campus when you're also out with an ankle injury, I think that tends to shape people's opinions in a different way, maybe unfairly. Here's what I know. They need this guy on the field, Ron. They need him on the field for what he can do when he's catching the ball and even when he's not. Even when he's not.
He takes coverage away from the other guys.
And I look at a couple of the touchdowns he scored this year where it was basically he made a giant play out of absolutely nothing. Whether you think he's an elite number one, he's a wildly talented kid. I don't care if you have Antonio Brown on your team or not. You don't put up numbers like that unless you're incredibly talented. And we can see it. Whether he passes the numbers test and the eye test. Watch him play. Last year, 1,400 yards, 111 catches, and 7 touchdowns. I don't care if you have Jerry Rice and Antonio Brown on your team. Those are unbelievable numbers. And even this year, like I said, a couple times, San Francisco, Baltimore, he's taken an absolutely nothing play. And when he's right, he's an electrifying player. You don't get 297-yard touchdowns in your career unless you're just that. So I think they need him desperately. I haven't seen anything that really turns my opinion against the guy. Have you, Ron?
No. I wish he wouldn't have fumbled at New Orleans and against who'd he fumble against?
Baltimore
this year. I wish he hadn't have done that. But you know what? He's a young guy. His enthusiasm maybe got the best of him at times. I would say yes. But I'm not. He's handled everything on the field well. He wasn't getting many balls thrown to him. He didn't pull an Antonio at all. So I'm okay.
Yeah, and I've kept an eye on him. During games and stuff, just to see if frustration would mount. And I think there was maybe one time this year where it showed a little bit, but that was just normal stuff. you know, not tossing Gatorade right. coolers or getting up
or,
in your coordinator's face and
screaming at Coach Randy.
For the most part, in his play and in his actions, what I see is a guy who's happy with winning, and a guy who he had a fumble recovery one game where he dove into a pile. You know, he's not loafing and taking plays off either. Have you heard anything like that? I have not.
No, I have not.
Your impressions of Juju.
And I did hear that about Antonio.
Yeah. Your impressions of Juju in a very strange season for him. 412-928-9370. And then let's take a closer look at this matchup with the Bills and maybe some of the things Chris Hokie said. He's going with the Bills in this game. That's coming up on Cook and Joe. We may bring back, by the way, some of what Hokie had to say at the beginning of that interview. I mean, we're talking about a guy who was in the arena here against the Patriots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.